From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 2 days of mourning begin in Bangladesh. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. The hostage crisis at a restaurant in Bangladesh's capital left 28 dead, including 20 hostages and 6 militants. Last night, a candlelight vigil was held in Dhaka. Nasima is a textile worker who was part of the procession.
We don't have actually any language to say and what to say. This is not our country, actually. This is the message that this country, we don't deserve this type of incident. We don't want this. Please stop this. Stop this. Stop this from our society, from our country. I want to live in peace.
The Home Minister said today the attackers had absolutely no connection with Islamic State, but were instead members of a homegrown militant group. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi met with U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Stuart Jones in Baghdad after two separate early morning bombings in Baghdad killed at least 124 people and wounded at least 186 others. The officials discussed how the two countries can better collaborate in the fight against Islamic State. A suicide truck bombing on Sunday occurred shortly after midnight at a busy shopping area, killing at least 119 people and wounding 170 others. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blast in the Qarada district, saying Shiites were targeted. The group considers Shiites heretics. In the second attack, an explosive device detonated in Baghdad's northern Shab area, killing 5 people and wounding 16. This is VOA News. An 18-year-old man is accused of conspiring to carry out acts of terrorism against government officials in the southwest U.S. state of Arizona. The Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Arizona Attorney General's office say 18-year-old Mahin Khan was arrested following an investigation by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. He is suspected of planning attacks on government buildings in Phoenix and Tucson. Officials said Khan's alleged plans did not involve the 4th of July or any related activity. They were added no additional suspects and no current threat to the public involving Khan's plans. During the past 3 months, 740 suspected drug smugglers have been arrested in Afghanistan. Afghanistan Deputy Interior Minister for Anti-Narcotics Baz Mohammad Ahmadi told VOA Afghanistan the arrests were made during 588 police operations across the country. He added police also confiscated arms and ammunition in addition to 111 vehicles and more than $2 million from smugglers. Some influential American lawmakers and other officials have begun a trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on militant groups involved in the Afghan conflict.
Pakistan is not at all sheltering anyone, and Pakistan is not aiding anyone, is not allowing its soil to be used for attacks across the border.
Relations between Washington and Islamabad have particularly deteriorated after the May 21st U.S. drone strike that killed the leader of the Afghan Taliban, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, in Pakistan. Afghanistan has received its first batch of Chinese military equipment as part of Beijing's commitment to provide millions of dollars of assistance to help Kabul fight terrorism. The shipment on board a Russian cargo plane arrived Sunday in Kabul, where Chinese Ambassador Yao Jing handed it over to Afghan National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps during World War II to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war and discrimination.
We teach by example. We live as examples. If we could reduce the hate in one person, I think that in itself would create a difference for the whole world. I believe in that. That whatever we do leaves a trace somewhere.
The Romanian-born Wiesel was put in the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. This is Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.